Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, ImprovForHumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcast and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene, exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. Four brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, The Best Taste in the Universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all four of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with three paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now. Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is me, Eugene Cordero, Brian Husky. Welcome. Look Thank at you guys you. Right next to me.
I right. know. This is really cozy.
Reach over and
Look
touch
how
you.
Cute it is that we're it's in really proximity.
Cool. It's really cozy proximity.
And you're saying cozy on a rainy day?
Yeah.
We're in Brett's house. It's cozy up on a beautiful mountain. And we're here with Caliphone. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
You guys are one of my favorite bands. It's such a privilege to have you here do the show. It's a collaboration, this show. You guys are going to play a song, and then we're going to hear that song, hear the lyrics, be inspired by it, and then start some improv. So what song are you starting with?
This first song is called Skunkish.
Awesome.
see in the story that you wear. Want to be like a mask when the caveman says mellified, a winter con hiding in these walls, just another seance gone.
That was great. That was really good.
That was really good.
So the theme I kept hearing was a seance. Have you guys ever done a serious seance?
A serious one?
Yeah.
No.
My wife has.
Really?
I think every year she does this as basically
I
a
was
seance.
Part of, I, feel I like was part I of did, one. I feel like I did one that after, yeah, I did do one. It was like a friend of my girlfriend's. And then afterwards we were like, I was checking with some of the people. I was like, did that actually do anything? Like, I was kind of faking it. Were you faking it? Like everybody was just like.
Like faking in that you were faking, believing it?
Yeah, faking that something was going on. Yeah. Like, yeah. I think there are two people who are into it and then like three people are like, this is not. This
that was my happen. Experience too.
Yeah.
Yeah, not me.
We cut to afterwards. Yeah. You didn't feel it?
No, I mean, to be honest, I was hiding behind the curtains until it was done.
I'm sorry.
That was one of the big things I thought was going on was the curtain.
Oh, no, shaking. That was me. I went back there because as soon as it got dark in the room, I was like, yee boy.
Well, that's experienced darkness in a room.
I think I saw the curtain move before you got back there. Okay. And I thought you were checking on a ghost behind the curtain.
Oh, okay.
I think that was just him getting behind the curtain.
Yeah, that was just me. I thought I was being quite stealthy, and I think I was checking out to see if there was
that first bump that everyone was go. There's a bump that was you getting up from the table.
That was your leg.
That was my leg hitting the table because I was just like, oh, I didn't realize this was one of those.
And then when my chair moved, that was you literally moving.
Well, everybody's eyes were closed, but I was trying to be pretty stealthy. But yeah,
I said something grabbed my arm that, and you didn't go, that's me. You just let that hang.
No, I actually was the one that went, huh.
Huh would imply like you don't know what happened.
Yeah, because I was trying to be sly and maybe it didn't work. And then when the chandelier moved, that was me also. Just because I
how'd you get up that high?
Well, when I was pulling the curtain back, one of the rings at the top of the curtain actually flung off because I grabbed it too quick and then it hit the chandelier and made a bunch of chiming noises. So that was me as well. So,
dude, that seance I've done woman didn't take any. She didn't say that was bullshit once.
Well, no. I've done a lot more seances than you have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I found the Reddit board. I found my community. Mm-hmm, these are my people. And
this is like your 18th this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I've been channeling people I've never met.
Do you actually ever channel? Is it just bumping and curtains moving?
Well, if you're a new person, a lot of times you are nervous and you'll bump into things and you'll get scared.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah, but a lot of times that's also possession. Now, what might have happened, and maybe you're not willing to accept this, is that who are we? We're trying to get Paul Luzak. Paul Luzak came into your body because he was notoriously clumsy.
Yeah, he had them real thick ankles.
Yes.
So he had a real hard time moving amongst
gout. Let's be sympathetic.
And he always ate pork.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to ask, every time you do a seance, it's not for the same person? It's for different people?
No, it's like a monthly subscription thing. You can just sort of pop into different seances around the community within a 30-mile range, of course.
Ever communicated with your dead? Though.
Oh no, fuck them. No, I don't want to talk to them. No, oh. This is more healing for me to kind of get
we
into
cut
this
to the next seance.
People.
All right, everybody. I did my grandma and I've already done my husband. Brian, I don't think we've gotten anyone from your life.
No, we haven't. Yeah, that's okay. Let's just go.
I think your mom might have popped in last seance. Was that her? And you said go away.
Did you feel instantly criticized when she popped in? Did she say something about the room, maybe the decor, that it was like a substandard? And like, what am I doing in a white trash house like this? Did they say anything like that?
But a lot of ghosts try to invoke us into a rage. So I didn't think that was unusual. Yeah.
And a lot of these ghosts love giving you shit about interior design.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. A lot of these people, well, they're caught in purgatory. If they're stuck in some mid-century that's not meeting the mark, boy, that's purgatory.
Ugh. We cut to after this next seance. Hey, Brian, I don't think your kitchen's too small. You eat out a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had a full family and I was cooking every day of the week, it's too small, like the ghost said.
Yeah, it's a bachelor's kitchen. You can just say that.
It is a bachelor's kitchen for such a large house.
Yeah, it is. I know. It's a 5-bedroom, 7-bath.
Yeah.
And I've got a bachelor's kitchen. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking when I bought it.
7 baths.
Yeah.
7 baths and 5 bedrooms.
Well, the person apparently had some issues and they needed immediate solutions too. So
maybe that's why he didn't cook.
I think that's right. Yes.
We cut back to that person with their contractor decades ago. And what if I'm walking from my bedroom to another bedroom and I need to take a... I might need to relieve myself in between the two bedrooms. Could you guys fit another bathroom right in between these two bedrooms?
We could, but we'd have to take away all the closet space from both the bedrooms.
That's better than shitting all over my hallway, isn't it?
All right, I guess so.
Hey, Max, also the plumbing's not great, so we would have to take a little bit away from the kitchen.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we need to. We're going to have to borrow a little bit.
You have to take plumbing away from the kitchen.
Yeah. We're going to have to make it a galley kitchen.
We're just going to have to push the kitchen further back.
Yeah, it'll be more like a wall than it is actually a kitchenette.
It's set up now, we do have the ping pong system for shitting. So you can walk diagonally from toilet to toilet down the hallway, and you can get all the way to the end of this long ranch style house.
And we cut to a seance where they have gotten that man who died from shitting too much. They've gotten him. There he is. Did you hear that? That was a fart from another dimension. It wasn't from this table. I can tell.
No, I've been farting a lot and Tom's been farting a lot. Yeah. But this is a different kind of fart.
It has a weird echo on it.
Yeah, it has a ping pong effect to it. Yeah. It's going from bathroom to bathroom.
This fart is pushing the veil back and forth just with this wind. You know, the veil's been lifted, guys. It really has.
He's here.
He's going into Eugene's body.
He's seeing you?
That's why I'm getting so clumsy and so farty.
Why did you have to take plumbing away from the kitchen for the other bathroom? That didn't make sense to me.
I'll be honest. I was the guy asking for it. You'd have to talk to the con.
Did you find the guy
with you? The contractor with you?
I'll grab him as well.
Did you get him?
Sure.
Yeah, great. Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, that was quick. You really jumped into Brian.
Hey, man, the other realm, we're all right up against each other. What's going on?
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
Nah, it's all right.
And they were asking about why we needed to take some of the plumbing from my kitchen.
Oh, you mean the reason I committed suicide?
Let's talk some more about that song.
Tim, have you done a real seance?
No.
No.
Expound on that.
I thought that was some funny lyrics.
I don't know if there's real.
You don't know if it's real?
I don't think it is, maybe.
The one I went to was funny because the woman kept... You know, clearly just calling out names, shooting out names in the dark. Just like, I'm getting an Abigail. And they're always like old person names.
Yeah, totally.
And it was just all about if she would get a hit.
Right.
But for, it was just
and
so
someone's
clear.
Supposed to go, I know an Abigail.
Yeah. And then, but for some reason, this one guy, it just kept nailing him. coincidentally. So he was getting oh my God. I do have an Aunt Abigail on my mother's side, you know, just, and it was for three in a row, I got that guy. And the rest of us are she's obviously just, if it's not Abigail, it's, Annabelle maybe.
He was wearing a family reunion t-shirt that had all their names there.
Yeah.
We cut to a Starbucks. I forgot to ask the guy's name when I took his order.
What? Are you serious?
I know. It's the fifth time I've done that today.
That is very bad at Starbucks. I mean, we don't care if you forget to put the coffee in the cup. You got to get the name on the cup.
And we don't care if you spell it wrong.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I didn't get just any fucking name.
All right. Okay. All right.
Okay, let's just shout out a name. David, order up. David.
I ordered a sandwich.
We're still working on it.
Is it coming?
Not ready yet, David. But thank you. Thank you for checking.
I love Starbucks sandwiches. I'll wait for it.
Oh, good.
It's totally worth it.
Yeah. You got the spinach and
spinach and bread. Yeah.
Bread. Spinach. Egg white and bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's on its way.
Wait.
We didn't mean David. We meant Davis. Davis?
That's going to be your second guess.
Yeah, I'm helping you
Davis.
Out, buddy.
Okay. But Davis or Michael?
No, I'm Michael Davis. I'm waiting on an egg bite.
Right, you ordered the single egg bite?
One single egg bite?
It comes in two.
I can't afford that right now.
Okay, all right.
So. My kid's going to college.
Oh, good, congrats.
Stretching things out.
Okay, good.
So,
well, that's yeah, come in here every day.
Yeah, I come in every day.
Good.
Just hang out in the old Starbucks with my good friends behind the counter.
All right, well.
Look how a lot of people order breakfast sandwiches without any drinks.
I'll go sit with David. David, take me a seat. Okay.
Great.
How about, I don't know, it could be a woman, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Or
you can.
Persephone?
Hey, yeah.
Persephone. Is there a Persephone here?
That's a good one.
Oh, God, that is a good one. Wait, it's you don't know if it was a man or a woman that you took the order from?
I couldn't tell. They're wearing a mask and rain gear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a rainy, okay. Masky day.
All right, well, it's not a Persephone.
Okay, not Persephone.
A really common name.
Taylor Swift?
What the fuck?
I'm just, it's two names. Maybe yeah. We'll get lucky.
Maybe like we'll get either Taylor or
Swift. Or maybe she's actually him.
Or yeah. One of the Kelsey brothers.
Oh, yeah. They probably use a fake name and use her name instead of their own name.
Thought they'd be with her.
Yeah.
Okay, but that was a good common name. Amy.
Amy.
Laura.
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 Abby Gales.
I'm sorry. I've been waiting for a long time for my drink. There weren't that many people ahead of me.
Oh, right. Yes. You must be. Hang on.
Oh, you must be.
Oh, yeah.
Your
name's
you,
right here on the
card. Yeah,
cup.
I remember saying it to you.
It's not my handwriting. So it's little.
Yeah, it's hard to pronounce.
Little.
I don't mind if you say it incorrectly.
Lorelei?
Literally. My name is literally. Yes.
Literally. Yes. Oh, that's up.
Yeah.
Sorry. French? Is it French?
It is French. It is French.
It's literally.
It's literally.
Well, there's your cappuccino.
Thank you
and
so much.
And the egg bite.
And the other egg bite. Yeah.
Oh, I bought that for that sad gentleman in the corner.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
bought it for him.
Anthony Davis.
Michael Davis.
Oh, Michael Davis.
Michael Davis needed it. Oh, thanks. Yeah, I was just talking to literally over there in the corner, and I mentioned I usually buy both egg bites, but today I didn't have enough money in my pocket. So hey,
kid's going to college.
Yeah, kid's going to college. He thinks he's going to get he's going to do a sociology. I'm like, well, all right, let's fuck
what
off.
What do you do with that?
Let's just waste my money. I know.
Oh, there she is.
What?
There's the woman who, where it is the woman. She has her, there she is.
Oh.
Let me just get her over here.
Oh.
Order up.
Order up, ma'am.
Right. Did you just call me a ma'am?
No,
man.
Man.
Did you call me ma'am?
No, I said man.
I am 42. I am not a ma'am yet, okay?
Okay.
I still got some living in me.
Okay, young lady.
Okay. Can I
your order.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
That's your order. I didn't bother writing your name.
Egg bite frappe. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
He didn't write your name down because he knew he'd be able to recognize you. And
hey, man.
Oh, you didn't. That's right. You didn't ask my name.
I was trying to help you out. Sorry.
The car was sold.
You're right. I think Starbucks policy is if they don't ask the name, then you get a year of free Starbucks products. I think that's the policy.
Car was sold.
I don't know.
You got your drink.
You got your drink.
I got my drink.
It's for you.
But this is not the Starbucks experience. Starbucks was founded on the idea of asking someone's name, misspelling it in a delightful fashion, mm-hmm. and then you can comment to people about how they misspelled your name. How am I going to have that experience if you don't take my name down?
And we cut to 90 days later. She's coming in every day ordering multiple orders.
Hello.
God damn it.
I noticed you guys got a whole new shipment of smart waters. I'll take all of these.
Okay.
And it looks like
there has to be a reasonable limit of what you can consume.
I didn't set the policy, my friend.
You're just coming in and wiping us out every day. No tip.
That's right. And you still haven't fucking asked my name yet.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let's listen to another song.
Can we have another song?
Yes.
That was great.
We'll do Habsburg Jaw.
Oh, I love this song. This is off the new album.
Tries, a million tries. Static in the attic, a benediction, a fan fiction. Gloria, glory splattered on the carpet, the carpet. Safety deposit, but
great song of your latest album. I looked up what a Habsburg jaw was. Do you guys know what it is?
No.
Is it?
You're gonna guess now. Go for it.
Is it train related?
Oh no, it's inbreeding related. It's like the Habsburgs were like a royal family that sort of ruled over Europe for a long, long time.
Yeah,
and they wanted to hold on to power, so they just kept making babies with each other.
Yeah. there's portraits.
Of yeah. And I was looking at the portraits, and that's where that song came from, because
did the jaw get smaller and smaller, or
it actually
more
came
like
out
bigger and out?
Ooh,
it looked like those, like when you have a half moon has a face. Yeah, yeah. It kind of looks like one of those chins.
But there's like portraits of people throughout the years that were part of this family, and they all have the same weird.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's not noticeable.
Oh, the Leno.
Yeah,
the Leno.
The Leno. Totally.
It's the Jay Leno.
Yeah, he's a Habsburg.
He's a
Habsburg.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I love that line. Talk to me, like the way you talk to the cat.
Talk to me in the voice you use when you talk to the cat.
Yeah, which is right after. What was that? The line right before it was.
The comfort of a million murder documentaries.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you, because I like your lyrics have always been super evocative. Like each line is its own kind of like evocative image. And sometimes I can sort of follow narrative, but most of the time it seems like, I mean, do you kind of like juxtapose stuff, or do you follow
sometimes
a narrative?
Putting things that shouldn't go together word wise and sound wise together makes something live a little for me.
Yeah.
I was going to ask really cool. you, do you love the art of collage? Because it seems albums and your photos and your videos are kind of like
for sure,
that.
Probably too much. I love them. I love collage too much.
That's funny. I'm reading one of his 33 and a third books on Guy by Voices, and they were just talking, you know.
He's a great collage artist.
He's the same thing, and he had the same, you know, obsession with that kind of word salad, or just like.
And his visual art is really cool too.
Yeah, yeah. And he's a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah. And a great baseball pitcher.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sounds like you're making someone up now.
Yeah. And had a Habsburg.
He once caught lightning in his hand. It's just, I think that sometimes when you're trying to get something out of me, use the exact same voice that you use when you talk to the cat.
No. No.
The first time you said it, when you said nay, first time it sounds like you're purring. You go, no.
No.
Put in like an extra no.
I am just making sure that you're comfortable.
Did you hear that?
No.
You don't even know it.
I just want
it's like a
you.
Trill. It's like a motorboat winding down.
Matt, when you don't do the dishes, everybody in the house feels sadder.
There, stop it.
Don't yell at
me. I'm going to grab your arm when you don't stop.
Okay.
Don't
grab my arm, first of all.
I know what happened to you at the seance.
I think that will trigger something different, and that's not what we need. What we need right now is to be on the same page, and I think the best way for us to be on the same...
You're going there. I can feel it.
Page.
It's like you're starting a scary... story.
No, I'm not. The
like
scary.
You're starting a scary tale. Like almost your the last word of the sentence is a door opening.
Okay.
Eugene, thanks for coming in. It is time for Mr. Peter's annual checkup.
Okay.
And he's doing fine. There's no feline leukemia. We did the blood test for that.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a real issue.
Okay.
I do want to talk. This is always hard to broach with an owner. The cat seems traumatized in a way. He seems very fearful. And I'm wondering if there's a way that you engage him that maybe sets him in a...
Okay, I don't think it's your place to tell me how to engage.
That's okay. Oh, I see. You're traumatizing the cat with your voice. You're talking to the cat. No.
I'm just trying to connect with you.
No, you're not trying to connect with me.
Yes, I try to connect with my cat, and I try to connect with you because you're accusing me of something that I can't do.
Okay. I think you... Well, maybe you can't, and it's not my right to sort of say, like, you shouldn't be the owner of this cat. But this cat is terrified in any, if there's any down motion in or down sound in a
if there's any down sound.
Any down sound. We were like, who's a pretty kitty? When we said pretty kitty, that cat shit itself.
Oh, no.
It is always,
and you're
always
sure it's not cat leukemia.
Then there's not related. No, okay. No. And we make sure, and the Friskies that you feed them is fine. But okay. I think we might have to call Animal Protective Services.
Oh, no, please.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. We're going to have to do an
And interview. I noticed since you went to the vet last week that what I only can describe as a down sound has now suddenly gone to this annoying lilting up sound.
I don't know if I would call it annoying.
There it is.
I think I would just call it a new way of connecting with people.
I think I almost prefer the down sound.
Oh, well, we can't do the down sound because that will make the cat shit itself.
Do you see her attracting birds to the windows every time you reach that high frequency?
Well, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe we want kind of the Snow White feel in this place so that maybe the cat would feel more comfortable and all of us can have some fun. In the meantime, do the dishes!
Hey, Matt, we got to have a house meeting. All right, he's out. I don't know. He's out in the park attracting cats and birds right
and
now.
Birds.
He's like,
he thinks they like it. They're traumatized.
I know.
By the sound.
I know. The cats are trying to get away from him. The birds are circling him like he's like roadkill all the time. I want him out. I'm done with it. You know, we only have this bachelor kitchen and he never cleans it up anyway. So it's always a mess.
I want him out too. I'm afraid I think he controlled me with his fucking voice.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Because I tried to kick him out without even a house. Okay, here he is. Okay.
I brought some birds!
Oh, get him out! Christ. Get him out!
All right. Come on, man. Come on. There's so many breeds of them. What are you doing?
There's so many breeds of birds.
Yeah.
That's not my problem.
That is my
problem. It was a flock of one bird. It was all pigeons. I would still have a problem.
I'm not into crows and pigeons and hawks in one space.
Well, hey, we were going to have this meeting about him.
Yeah.
Now it's you too.
What?
I don't like it when I have a simple problem, you make it into a complex problem.
Hang
it's not that
second.
There's too many breeds of birds.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry that you, I have a problem with the fact that you have issues with what bothers me in the world. Okay. Maybe you need to simplify your
problems. Too many birds in the house is a problem we can correct. Too many breeds of birds. He's going to come back tomorrow with 100 doves.
Okay.
Or something.
All right, guys. Here's the big story. I'm an ornithologist. All right. I've never told you this. That's what I do for money. All right. So I am very sympathetic to birds and their commingling habits. All
so
right.
So why wouldn't you love to have a bunch of breeds in here?
Because the space is too small for a hawk and a crow and
it
a pigeon
to. It is a 5-bedroom house with 7 bathrooms and a bachelor's kitchen. It's big enough.
Ouch.
Ouch. Oh, Jesus. Okay, you can stay another day. We cut to the next day. Brian comes home from a long day of ornithology.
I am covered in bird shit.
And he comes in and on his seat, he sees a crow, a hawk, and a pigeon.
Oh, man. The triumvirate. Here we go. Hey, guys. Welcome to the house. I'm glad you guys set aside a little time. As an ornithologist, I can connect with your brains and you can understand exactly what I'm saying. That's the secret about the Ornithology Society.
Yes, we know.
Thank you so
much.
Don't
have to tell us.
We have a problem with our roommate.
Yeah?
And we were wondering if maybe you guys could help us.
Well, are there some worms in it for me?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we can get a bunch of worms.
Are there more worms in it for me?
Sure, pigeon. Sure. It feels like you'll eat anything.
And is there a dead dog in it for me?
You got
like
it.
Like a Pekingese.
Down to earth crow. You got it.
Oh, that was the hawk.
Anyway, guys, when he comes in, just fucking kill him.
Kill him?
Yes. Yes. And if you do, you can have the bathroom of your choice.
But we get what we want first. We cut to that night where he's trying to kill the neighbor's dog. Who is that out there?
It's me. It's me, your neighbor, who's an ornithologist.
I'm just.
I don't give a fuck what you are for a living. I'm just. What are you doing in my dog's?
I'm just walking my birds. I got some foster birds. I'm just kind of bringing them home. You know, walking them around. The crow is especially interested in your breed, your Shih Tzu. You know, so it just was showing them off to him. So you can go
put
back
my
in the
Shih Tzu down,
huh?
Put my Shih Tzu down.
Oh, he's the ground is cold. The ground. I didn't want to.
Hawk, take it. Oh! Go. Take it, Hawk. Go. Fly.
I'll take a piece.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
Can we get one more song from you guys? Do you mind?
Sure.
We've loved the songs.
So we'll do Funeral Singers.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to give you guys songs with... I'm trying to give you guys something to work with here.
Yeah, for sure. It's amazing. If I could reiterate what Brian says, you're a poet, you know, and like every one of your, it is true that sometimes it's just a song that evokes something for someone, but with you, it really is. You can take it line by line and get something out of it. So
it's kind of interesting what you guys are choosing, like what is triggering ideas. It's pretty cool to watch.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Awesome.
I thought for sure you were going to go inbreeding on that last one. I was like, how are they going to do inbreeding?
It's implied in every scene.
It is.
So, you know,
it permeates everything that we do. Okay.
Aching for a
light. Return, return, return tonight. All my friends, all my friends are keeping time. All my friends have just quit trying.
Oh man, we're so lucky to hear that song. That's a song I sing at the you sing till my voice breaks, and that's the song you sing along alone in your car, the top of your voice. All of my friends are keeping time. All of my friends have just keep trying.
Have just quit trying.
Quit trying. That's,
yeah. This is not a positive message.
They're half gone birds. All are magnets. All my friends are words. All my friends are funeral singers. Thanks, guys, for coming down into funeral. I guess you guys do this a lot. You sing at different funerals.
Yeah, we do a bunch of different ones. You know, different gigs.
Different gigs, different people dying. And
yeah,
whatnot.
Everybody's got like a favorite song. So
yeah,
we'll
yeah.
Just
everybody, you know, there's a lot of Ave Marias and whatnot, yeah. So we get those out of the way at the beginning.
My favorite is if they're a fan of like doo-wop.
Oh, yeah, if they like doo-wop. because some...
Is that doo-wop?
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds like that, swing.
Well, you got to have two guys. He didn't jump in with it. Let me give you a little taste. Here we go.
It's kind of like
all right. I don't want that. It's
you don't
like,
want that, right?
Well, it doesn't sound like doo-wop to me.
Some people, yeah, some people do.
Some people do wop.
Yeah, we actually did. We apologize. We're having email issues, so we didn't get the request for what songs you want. We know a whole bunch.
I was a little confused. I thought it was more of a general. More like a Gregorian chant kind of
humming
and harmonizing.
Yeah, we'd need like 15, 20 guys. We could get like eight more.
Yeah, we could get, yeah.
I didn't know you took special requests. Are you like a human jukebox? You guys just know it.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to, you know, it's a lot of times that's the only thing that's going to bring away the grief is to have like a, you know, Pap's old favorite song.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Do you know any Elton John?
Uptown Girl.
That's Elton John.
What? No,
that Billy was Joel. Right.
Oh, okay.
And that is doo-wop, and okay. I don't want that at the
all
funeral.
Right, so you wanna... Uptown Girl. Yeah. Christy Brinkley.
Oh, yeah.
I just said Elton John.
Yeah, I know. That was doing
gay.
That.
He wasn't
was
doing, Christian Brinkley.
He did the Lion King song, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you were just doing?
No.
He was Elton. Oh, I know Elton John.
People say do this. People say see they. No.
What?
I don't know that one.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
This sounds like Frank Sinatra.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's a big compliment. Our favorite doo-wop artist.
So are you asking, do you want some Elton John?
I do, but you've yet to sing. All right.
You want
to? How about this? I'm so sorry you died like a candle in the wind.
That would be amazing.
That'd be great, right? Because this
they did a Marilyn Monroe version and they did a Princess Di version.
Well, tell us a little bit about your dad and we'll customize the lyrics.
Yeah. Is that part of the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was he into?
Well, he loved Elton John.
Ah. All right.
That might be weird to put in
you
the
spent,
song, though.
You spent most of your life listening to me who's singing this song about you.
That sounds too meta.
You're kind of like a candle in the wind.
Do what?
One that got blown out because you died. Whoosh. Yeah.
It sounds like you guys are more built by the way you sing for Frank Sinatra.
Thank you so much. He's a favorite doo-wopper.
He's a legend.
But go ahead.
He's your favorite doo-wop artist?
Doo-wopper. Yeah.
Duopper. I've Duopper. Never heard that one.
What's give us another one of your dad's favorite things in
there. How about
we'll
like Fleetwood Mac? Oh, some yeah. more upbeat.
Okay.
Okay.
He likes Fleetwood Mac, or you want a Fleetwood Mac song?
I don't know what that means. You think I want Fleetwood Mac incorporated into Elton John song?
Sure.
Well, I mean, you just
he likes Fleetwood Mac and me, Elton John or us, Elton John.
He was curious about the politics of couples in a band together. That's why he liked Fleetwood Mac. Like a candle in the wind.
You live your life like your dad.
He was also into Superchunk, oddly enough.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, let's see. Grind, grind, grind,
and Yo La Tango. Now that I'm starting to think of it, he did like a lot of bands that have couples. That?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
let's get off bands.
Huh?
He loved surf and turf.
So, the food?
Oh.
What or else? The music style?
I don't know the music. That's surf.
Turf.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's
I've heard of surf music now.
Yeah, surf music and the football music.
Yeah.
See, go ahead, do yours part. Are you ready for some football? You see what I mean?
It's good.
Do
it actually. I like it better than I thought it was going to.
Yeah. Let me be clear, real fast.
Whoa.
You gave a deposit up front that we're keeping that deposit. A lot of times we lose
What's
the gig.
What's this about?
I'm just saying a lot of times at this point in the gig,
Yeah, but the fact that you're getting ready to request means that your deposit is gone because we are here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've got it.
Anyway, sorry for your loss. But
yeah.
We have a minimum of three songs. Mm-hmm. One of them is a doo-wop song we'll do.
I didn't know that there was a forced doo-wop song.
It's not forced. It's just part of our act. When you opened our website that didn't work and then you emailed us and we told you we'd talk to you in person, it was in the contact us information part of
I
it.
I didn't read that. There was a lot of fine print.
Yeah.
Okay.
We couldn't figure out how to make the type bigger on the website.
Okay, do your swing dance doo-wop song. Well, that'll be one of them.
Okay.
But please, I think that the candle in the wind with mentioning surf and turf.
Okay. Okay.
Fleetwood Mac would be great.
We do want Fleetwood Mac and surf and turf in this.
Yeah. He also had a bunch of cats that died, if you can mention
feline leukemia.
How'd you know? Have you been to a lot of
these? It's either that or suicide with cats these days, I'm telling you.
Amen. You know that whole Nine Lives thing? Bullshit.
It's bullshit.
I've seen too many dead cats this year.
I don't like it.
Me.
Anyway,
all right. So cats, Fleetwood Mac,
Surf and Turf.
And what's the third part of the act? The third song? Is that my choice?
That's the Catch Us If You Can. What we do is we sing one of your favorite songs and everybody chases us around. The first person to catch us. They get
at a funeral.
Yeah, yeah. We're noticing how bummed out everybody is.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it lively because somebody has lost their life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're trying to bring the spirits up.
I bet you use that line a lot.
I try to, but it never hits. Anywho.
So if you want that part, we will do it. But a lot of people, they're not as comfortable with it.
Yeah,
they're not on the vibe.
They don't like running.
I'm a little confused. You start a song and you say, during this song while we're singing, we're going to run around the room. If you can catch us.
You can catch us. We'll sing you another song.
We'll sing a fourth song.
A fourth song that is up to them. Yeah.
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 So you're really counting on them liking those first two songs.
Yeah, for the first three songs, the one that you like, and then the Catch Me If You Can song, which is really good. It's a banger.
It's a banger. It's like we put lyrics to the soundtrack of that movie, Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, oh, now I'm a pilot, and now I'm a businessman. Catch me if you can. We run around the house.
Yeah, catch me if you can. And if they don't want to run to us too much, we do wear flag football belts. Yeah,
they can grab
so
easily.
They can just grab a belt.
A lot of times people are elderly people at don't, these things.
They want us to run by them so they could just kind of grab for it.
So
we make it available to them if they want
to catch
it.
We cut to the funeral and they've run by. No one's really into it.
Catch
no
me if you can. Hey, now I'm a judge and now I'm the principal.
Well, it seemed when we were planning the funeral that this is going to work out, but people
people are really kind of angry about this, and they're not. No one's trying to catch you guys. You guys got your money, so you can just leave now. You don't have to do a fort song.
Well, since I mean, in a way, you caught us.
Yeah.
So if you
do get the I didn't grab a flag.
We feel bad for you.
We feel bad for you, and hey, it's your dad that passed away. So sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Well, just something short because people really want
jingle?
You to leave.
How about a jingle? We also record jingles.
We do record jingles.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. A jingle, then please leave.
All right.
What kind of product do you love?
Yeah, what's your favorite product, you guys?
You guys know every jingle?
Yeah, we know jingle.
Any one of them.
Okay, how about a McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da, not meat. Just a little, I'm kidding, that's a little political statement.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's not.
No.
It's like fortified meat.
All right, let's do the slow version.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss, seven death.
That was worth it, right?
And scene, folks. This has been Improv for Humans. Thanks, guys. Are you recording a new album? You had one come out in 23 called Villagers, right?
Yeah.
I own it. It's great. You have another song on there called Comedy, I believe, right?
That's right.
And I think one of the lines is comedy is an unbreakable void. Is that what the line is?
Something like that.
Some of your lines, I was like, wow, I'd love to start a comedy class using one of your lines. Comedy is an unbreakable void. And just
people are like, oh, I should give up. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, comedy is the most unfunny song ever written.
It was funny to me as a comedian to hear what comedy is, though. But buy their album, buy their new album. Are you guys on tour as well?
We have some shows coming up.
Good.
Cool.
Just around like San Francisco, LA, Long Beach. That's all for now.
We're in LA.
Zebulon.
Yay.
It's pretty near here.
That's a cool place. That's down the road from me.
There you go. Brian Husky will be there. And Caliphone. And that's the band. You guys are named after what? Some recording equipment, Caliphone?
It's like it was an old record player, and I think they made audio equipment for schools back in the day, and I guess they still do.
That's funny. They do, because when I look up information, it goes still to getting them.
Did they ever approach you for jingles or anything?
Yeah. They did write us a letter at one point.
Saying, give us our name back?
No, they said, you can use the name. You're not going anywhere. And wow. Don't do drugs if you get caught.
Are you sure this wasn't for your father?
It might have been from him. He got a hold of their stationery.
Humans, we've had a great time today. Brian, do you want to plug anything or where we can talk to you on social media?
Oh, God, I love talking to strangers on social media.
They want to compliment you, Brian.
Please reach out to me. I'm the Brian Husky on Instagram and everything else. Twitter can eat my butthole.
Whoa. Yeah. That's the name of your handle?
Yeah.
Twitter can eat my butthole. Look it up.
Yeah, on X.
That's it.
Okay, what about you, Eugene?
You can find me, I guess, on Instagram, Huge Cordero. And then, everything, Tacoma's now on Netflix, so you can watch Tacoma in there. And Loki's still a thing, so that's on Disney. And that's it.
There you go.
I saw it's the final season of Loki, though.
It is.
It's very good.
You know, that stuff keeps going, so we'll see what happens.
All right, keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Roll of Four plan. Only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.